Self-improvement, transform the self, let virtue shine. Transform the self, let virtue shine. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we have been listening to the ways to help improve ourselves and the role of different members of society, different members of our family, of our community, how they can help us. And in that process, in order for us to self-improve, how that could reflect on those personal relations we have with the closest of our relatives. That's one of the key aspects. If we want to improve ourselves, we need to ensure that we are fulfilling the rights of everyone around us. Otherwise, irrespective of how we behave outside our homes, inside our homes, if people are not happy with us, then that would definitely reflect badly upon ourselves. So inshallah, that's what we're going to discuss in this episode. Before that, as always, we'll start with narrating the excellence of reciting Salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam beautifully explained, مَا سَرَّهُ أَن يَلْقَ اللَّهَ غَدَرْ رَادِيًا فَلْيُكْثِرِ الصَّلَاةَ عَلَيَّ. Whoever desires for Allah to be pleased when meeting Him should send an abundance of salat upon me. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Imuddin Muradabadi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, explains that this companion Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqas, radiallahu ta'ala, his mother's name was Hamna bint Abi Sufyan bin Umayyah bin Abd al-Shams. Now Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqas, radiallahu ta'ala, maintained a good relationship with his parents. But when he embraced Islam, his mother said, "What have you done? Oath by God, if you do not refrain from Islam, I will refuse to eat and drink, even if it kills me. You will be defamed and become known as the man who killed his mother." She proceeded to stop eating and drinking for many days. She also did not sit in any shade or cover. Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala came to her and said, "Dear mother, even if you had 100 lives and they passed one after another, I would still not give up my faith. I will not abandon Islam. It is up to you whether you wish to eat or not." When she understood that her son would not sacrifice his faith for her, she began to eat and drink again. And after this incident, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed this verse and commanded Muslims to be kind to their parents, but to disobey them if they order to engage in disbelief and polytheism. And which is that surah? This is surah Al-Ankabut, verse number 8. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَوَصَّيْنَ الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حُسْنًا وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ لِتُشْرِكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ فَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And we have enjoyed kindness upon man to his parents. And if they strive to make you ascribe a partner to me, which you have no knowledge of, then do not obey them. To me alone is your return, then I will relate to you your deeds. The Imam of Ahlul Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala, says, if parents fight, it is impermissible for the children to side with one or the other. They should never be harsh to their father out of love for their mother. It is haram to be disrespectful to your father, speak back to him, or even look at him with contempt. Such acts are disobedience to Allah. The way parents are treated can lead one to paradise or hell. Hurting them can take someone to the hellfire. وَلِعَيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. So what we have learned is that there is no listening or obeying anybody when it leads to the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for example, a parent may tell their son to harm the other parent and say if the child does not listen, they will be upset and angry with them. In this scenario, let the parent become upset and do not obey any parent if they tell you to do such a thing. Scholars have said it is preferable to serve your mother more whilst the father is more deserving of respect as he is the leader of the household. And this point has been mentioned in the beautiful booklet of Amir Ahl-Sunnah, Damat Barakat Mul Aliyah, the founder of Dawat-e-Islami, in his booklet Oceanic Dome, page number 21. So the purpose, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, for us to try and understand these commands is that in order for one to self-improve, it's important for one to recognize the rights of parents and also understand that both deserve respect, both deserve our obedience, both have rights upon us, and we need to be kind to them, we need to be polite to them. And if we are not, then the risk is that this will lead to displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that could be the destruction in this world and the hereafter. So we need to, in order for us to try and understand this, the importance of that, let's listen to another verse of the Holy Quran. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الظُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا فِي نُفُوسِكُمْ إِن تَكُونُوا صَالِحِينَ فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ لِلْأَوَّابِينَ غَفُورًا. And your Lord has decreed that you worship none but Him and be kind to your parents. If one or both of them reach old age in your presence, then do not even say uff to them and do not scold them and speak to them with courteous words and lower your wing of humility to them out of affection and say, O my Lord, have mercy on them both as they raised me when I was a child. Your Lord knows best that which is in your hearts. If you are righteous, then indeed He is most forgiving for those who repent. Sayyidina Imuddin Murad Abadi rahmatullahi ta'ala states regarding these verses, when parents become old and frail, like how you were weak and helpless during your childhood, do not consider them a burden. Do not say anything that will weigh heavy on them, nor be rude or raise your voice. Speak to them softly, with utmost respect. Be soft, humble, caring, and affectionate to them, the way they were with you when you were a child. Do not be stingy when spending on their needs. In reality, even if one does their best, the responsibility of being kind and dutiful to their parents can never be fulfilled. Now, knowing we can never repay them for their kindness, we should turn to Allah and ask Him to bless them in return for all the good they did to us. We should pray to Allah to bless them with grace and mercy. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 83, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And remember when we took a pledge from the children of Israel, you shall not worship anyone except Allah and be kind to your parents. Naimuddin Murad Abadi rahmatullahi ta'ala explains this verse by saying, After commanding people to worship him, Allah ordered everyone to be kind to their parents, thus highlighting the importance of this action. Being kind to parents means you do not say or do anything that harms them physically or emotionally. Do not refuse to aid them physically or financially, and be available whenever they need help. If your parents tell you not to perform a voluntary nafl action so you can help them instead, you must do as instructed. This is because serving them is an action higher in rank than a mustahab, a nafl action. The obligatory and wajib salaf cannot be abandoned because of a command of the parents, however. And hadith teaches us to love and honor our parents, to please them whenever possible, and not to be miserly when buying for them. Being kind to them after they pass away requires you to fulfill their will, convey reward to them, pray for their forgiveness, and visit their graves weekly. If they are sinful or have incorrect beliefs, you must keep on trying to bring them back to the correct path with gentle persuasion. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, we've listened from three different parts of the Quran, and all of them, they are highlighting the significance of parents, their importance in our lives. We've heard about the commands of how we need to look after our parents, how we need to be kind to them, how we need to be polite to them. So what we learn as part of this, that if we want to improve ourselves, if we want to reform ourselves, if we want to gain anything in this world or the hereafter, none of them can come with displeasure of our parents. So we think that somehow if I can ignore my parents, I can neglect them, and still I could achieve something. The scholars say that the disobedience of parents is such a grave sin, it's such a heinous crime, that this is something for which one will face the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. Of course, they would face it in the hereafter. But this is such an action in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala could make you a lesson for one to disobey the parents. The journey of improvement, it starts at home. And if the closest to us, our own parents, if they are not pleased with us, if we have not made any effort to keep them happy, to keep them pleased, then whatever we do in this world, the risk is that none of that, we are not being true to ourselves. We are not really true in our journey, in our process of improvement. This is that we have got the ingredients wrong. We think that by pleasing people all around us, except for our parents, can somehow make me wealthy, can somehow make me a better human, a better Muslim. But this is our mistake. If we think that way, this is wrong. If those who are closest to us, who are next to us, who are part of our lives, who are our blood, if we can't please them, if we can't look after them, if we can't care for them, then how could we care for ourselves? The care for them is a reflection of care for ourselves. And that's why in any, whichever element of improvement we look, whether it is physical, whether it is spiritual, whether it is mental, all of that well-being is strongly associated with the well-being of our parents. And sadly, what we are seeing in this environment, sadly what we are seeing in this world, is that this is the area where we seem to have gone, we have seemed to be so neglectful, we've gone astray. We have failed to recognize the importance of these, the most essential members of our family, of our home, of our community, of our society, and that is our parents. So if we do not pay their rights, if we do not pay their dues, then the risk is that we are losing something significant, and that loss is so big that it is irreplaceable. And what we don't want is that loss to become irreversible. That's what we need to address. That's what we need to do something about. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, if we look around us, as I said, in our community, why have we reached this stage that those societies which hold the charter of human rights, those societies which are the flag bearers, and they claim that these are welfare societies, and even in those societies, there are people who are desperate to speak to someone. There are people who are actually waiting in residential homes, in nursing homes, in old homes. For what? For someone to come and speak to them for a few minutes. And then I, as a doctor, what I'm seeing is this, the complete destruction of the moral fiber of society. That in these welfare states, what's happening, that though they have their obvious advantages, what I see in the hospitals is that there are people who are admitted to hospital, and this elderly person who has come, and this is not just once, this is almost every day that we are seeing on our ward rounds in the hospital, on the wards. So an elderly person comes in and they are suffering with a serious infection, pneumonia, water infection, whatever it might be. And they're admitted to hospital. You put all the effort in, the state spends all the money to try and get them better. They have been through one of the worst times from the health perspective for their lives. And when it's time to discharge them, and you ring their son, and you say that your dad, your mom, they are now well, they are ready to be discharged. And what do they say? Oh, Dr. Saab, please keep them in the hospital for a bit longer. Why? Because I'm on holidays. I've left the country because I needed a break for myself. So I thought, as they have gone to hospital, it's a great opportunity for me to go away, leave the country, go abroad for a holiday. So they are on a vacation whilst their parents are struggling for their lives, while their parents are between life and death, when they are suffering with such serious illness. And those children who were looked after when they were young by these parents, and now when the time comes upon them, the same children have left. So now whose responsibility it is to look after them? It's my responsibility. A complete stranger who has no relation to them, never met them in my life before, and now suddenly it's my responsibility, it's the healthcare responsibility, it is the responsibility of the state to look after them. And what are we looking for? And then, sadly, these are those elderly, the key members of our society who gave their lives for this society. And now suddenly these are the same people who are then called bed blockers because they're blocking beds. That's such a derogatory term used for them as bed blockers. It's not their fault. It's the fault of whom? Is it the fault of that nurturing and nourishing which they provided for that child? Is it the fault of the society or the community who've allowed this to happen? Is it the fault of the training? Is it the fault of our schools, of our education system, that we are producing such individuals who take this as an opportunity to go away on holiday, who go away completely oblivious, completely neglecting, ignoring? And then they say, no, no. So when are you back? It'll be another 2 weeks. So what should we do with your parent in those 2 weeks? Send them to an old home. Send them to a residential home. Send them for a respite. This is what's happening in the most modern states of the world. So on one hand, in order to pursue, in this blind pursuit of modernity, in this blind pursuit of money, in this blind pursuit of wealth, we have gone to all this to the point where now we are dictated by artificial intelligence. We have the best advanced healthcare system. We have the advancement which the human history had never seen in IT, in healthcare, and all of that. But on one hand, the graph for the improvement of these worldly machines, equipment, resources is going up. But sadly, at the same time, the graph of human emotions, of society, is actually going down. We are actually, instead of advancing, we seem to be getting worse when it comes to looking after the key members of our society. And why? Because we have forgotten these verses of Quran. Because we have forgotten, we have perhaps deliberately mislaid the meaning, the understanding of these verses of Quran. Not just once, not just twice, three parts of the Quran I've shared with you, all of them signifying the importance of looking after parents. We also just heard about the command, even the Islam teaches us, the Quran teaches us, the scholars teach us, that even if there was for any reason the separation between parents, we still have to respect them and we still have to look after them. And for the sake of one, we can't deprive the other. For the sake of one, we can't detest the other. For the sake of one, we can't ignore the other. We have to give both of them their rights. This is the beauty of Islam. That the risk is that if we were to do, then those members of society, we will then destroy the entire fabric of society. The deen, that religion which teaches us, even if they were to separate, even then the Islam teaches us that this is how we need to look after them. Then imagine when the parents are together, when they have done their best to look after, when they have done their best to nurture us, to nourish us. And then when the times change, and now they're older and we are young, and suddenly we say, I have no time for them. Suddenly I say that I have lot much more, I have more to do. I have more to look after. I've got so many other responsibilities. I have so many other things to do. And suddenly the same people have no time in my life. That's what we need to pay heed to. That's what we need to take admonition from. However, those who are, alhamdulillah, in the blessed environment of Dawat-e-Islami, those who spend time, those who read the weekly booklet which is given by Amir Ahl-Sunnah, the founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Damat Barakatul Ali. Why is he giving that? He's actually giving it for our own training, for our own spiritual treatment, for our own benefit, for our own improvement. If you haven't, then I would suggest we download Oceanic Dome, this beautiful booklet from the website of Dawat-e-Islam. Read it. See what's the rights of parents, how Amir Ahl-Sunnah is teaching us, how our blessed scholars are teaching us. This is what they deserve. This is what they need. So what this society needs, in addition to all these advancements we are doing, all the advancements we are making and the developments we are achieving in IT, in healthcare, in all the different parts of life, what we also need, we actually need to have more care in this society. We need to have more compassion in this society. We need to have more love in this society. And how are we going to achieve that? When we recognize the rights of each other. That's where the self-improvement. If I am so worried about my own rights and I want my rights to be fulfilled, then at the same time, I need to know the rights of those who are affiliated to me. And I need to pay them. I need to respect them. And then those who do look at, if I could share a couple of paragraphs from Oceanic Dome, this beautiful booklet from Amir Ahl-Sunnah, Damat Barakatul Aliya. He says, look at your parents with empathy and love. As the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, when children look at their parents with love, Allah azza wa jal grants them the reward of an accepted Hajj. Subhanallah. The companions Ali Ridwan asked, even if we look at them 100 times a day, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, Naam, Allahu Akbar wa atyab. Yes, Allah is the greatest and the purest. This is hadith from Shu'ub al-Iman. So without doubt, Allah is all-powerful and He gives to whom He wills. If someone looks at his parents with love 100 times or even 1,000 times a day, they will be given the reward of performing Hajj 1,000 times. Subhanallah. A companion radiallahu ta'ala went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, there was a path with stones that were so hot that if a piece of meat was placed to them, it would have cooked. I carried my mother on my back and walked upon it for 6 miles. Have I fulfilled all her rights? Allahu Akbar. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, from all the pangs of pain she experienced whilst bearing you, perhaps you have made up for one. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, that's why we need to be cautious when it comes to the rights of parents. We need to be extremely careful. And remember, if we want to achieve something in this world, in the hereafter, then that will not be possible if our parents are displeased with us. So if we have, ma'adallah, if may Allah ta'ala forbid, if we have ever disrespected them, if we have disobeyed them, then now is the time to do something about it. We need to address that. We need to recompense for that. We need to make arrangements to ensure that whatever wrong we have done, we need to rectify it. And inshallah, if we do that, then we'll see all these paths opening up for us. This improvement, which we want to achieve, all of that will be coming to us. It will happen for us. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to remember the rights of our parents, and may Allah ta'ala, in order for us to improve ourselves, may Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to look after our parents too. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Jalameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Self-improvement. Transform the self. Let virtue shine. Transform the self. Let virtue shine. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns.